time to get up. It's time to get out.
Get it done.
Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know? You know what I mean? It's time to get
uncomfortable. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so happy that you're here. I am Stacy Cross. This is Get Uncomfortable with your host, Stacy Cross. I am. The time on my watch right now, exactly at this very moment in space and time continuum, is 15:26. That's 15:26, and the date today is 10/13/2015. There will never, ever, ever be another one like it. In the background, yes, that is just some jazz. Playing some Blue Note today in the background. So hope you like it. Hope it relaxes you. Hope it keeps you comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So today is the first episode of the new, brand new show, Get Uncomfortable. And I deleted, as I said before, all the other shows. So if you're starting, you would want to start with this one, the more structured show, the more organized, you know, the one that will get in deep at every crevice of comfort, turn it upside down and see what we got. Okay, this the mission, okay, that I proclaim, and the intent of this show is to reach millions, billions of people that are comfortable in their life and want to change and know that change starts within themselves and not with the external, rather within. And once you change that, once you shift that, everything in the external starts to change. But that change comes with get uncomfortable. That change starts with thinking differently, being differently, acting differently, doing things differently, pushing yourself up against the corner. You have no muscle strength left. You gotta finish the race. What allows you to finish the race? Heart, okay? Heart, grit, okay? Grit. I love that word. So let's begin, and I want to begin with the structure of you knowing what I mean when I say get uncomfortable. So what does it mean, okay? Usually what I do is finding out what the word doesn't mean first, and then we could find out what it means. So for me, personally, we are going to define, I want to define the word comfortable for you guys. And once you look in the dictionary for comfortable, you really find out what being uncomfortable will need, what you will need to get to that level. So I had it up here and then it left. So I'm going to type it in. You're going to hear that. You're going to listen to some jazz in the background. So we're going to type this in. Comfortable definition. Now I'm going to go to the first thing that comes up, of course, is dictionary.reference.com /browse/uncomfortable. All right, so we're going to read this and then we're going to go into finding the opposite. Okay, so comfortable. Okay, just looking at this, the pronunciation there. All right, so adjective. Producing or affording physical comfort, support, or ease, such as a comfortable chair, comfortable shoes, okay? Producing or affording physical comfort, support, or ease. Two, being in a state of physical or mental comfort, contented, and undisturbed at ease. I like that one. That's the one we're going to attack. Being in a state of physical or mental comfort, contented and undisturbed at ease. Okay, and then we're going to continue on. A person or situation, etc., producing mental comfort or ease, easy to accommodate oneself to or associate with. You know, it's like she's a comfortable person to be with. Okay, no tension there. More than adequate or sufficient. To be comfortable, like a comfortable salary, more than adequate or sufficient. We're going to like tear these things down here. And then, of course, you could use it as a noun, comforter, things like that, like a bed sheet. But we're going to stick with the number two of the adjectives, being in a state of physical or mental comfort, contented and undisturbed, at ease. And of course, I like this one too, producing mental comfort or ease, easy to accommodate oneself to or associate with. Okay. So now that we know the definition, we can further examine what it takes to force the opposite experiences, situations, and lifestyles in order to gain the result or outcome that you, I, we are looking for. To be comfortable, comfort, it means to be easy, to be relaxed. You know, this is the words that could be content. More than enough is not where that lies with me, but we'll use it for the definition's sake. So by this, we may interpret that everyone is aiming for comfort and that we usually fall easily in this relaxing mental or physical state. For example, long, hard day at work. Let's get to the examples. Long, hard day at work. Let's find out what a person that pushes comfortable experiences, comfortable results will do. Okay, and then let's examine the same scenario with a person that's uncomfortable, that pushes uncomfortable scenarios. And the baseline for comfort that I would like to use from this point on is comfort is what the masses look for. It's what everyone does. It's the average, okay? And then to be uncomfortable is what the winners, you know, the self-examining, the successful people, the ever-changing, ever-evolving, the ever-aware, conscious, the self-development gurus, the trial and error, the failure till you get it right, those that look for success, those that want success, those that drive results, those that measure, and those that get it done, okay? So you got to get up, get out, and get it done. So that's looking for uncomfortable levels and then the comfort level. So let's examine what a person, the masses, okay? Because I said more people will look for comfort than not. So the masses, long, hard day at work. This is something that they might do. So it's easy to come home, change into sweats and a t-shirt. So that's relaxing clothing. Grab some chips or a snack, plop down in front of the TV for hours or video games for hours or just doing things that don't really amount to anything for hours until dinner is made by you or maybe that person runs out and gets a quick fix from a fast food joint like McDonald's, Burger King or whatever, and then shower and hit the sack. That's after a long day of work that the masses do. Okay, so now let's look at the opposite. Let's look at those, the same scenario, look at those that want the difference, those that aiming for results, that achieving goals, that just get up every day with an intent, a purpose, and a mission. These are those that are uncomfortable with the lifestyle that they have, and they're pushing for greater things and being greater every day. So using that same scenario, let's try to do the opposite. Long, hard day at work, but instead, this person comes home and reviews their goals, okay? They may hit the gym for an hour or two, start dinner, block out 2 or 3 hours of learning, reading, researching, or doing something that betters themselves or their business, and then promptly review their day, okay? Lessons, experience, gratitude, appreciation, they review their day and write it in a journal, okay? Then they set their goals for the next day. That very same day, their intent, their purpose, what are they going to do tomorrow? What do they want to accomplish? They get their clothing ready the night before. They get their food ready, prepared for the night before for the day, tomorrow. Okay? Then they head to bed with relaxing music, meditation, or catch a good podcast before truly getting their sleep. Now, there are some days that I don't do this, okay? So I'm not going to sit here and be like, every day is this structured, organized day. Some days you might feel bad, you know, maybe a little sick under the weather, like yesterday. Yesterday I had all this plan to get some things done, okay? And then I just got a lot of cramps, and I couldn't even get out of the couch. So my day was spent, like, kind of shitty, really. But today I woke up and I was like, no, I don't care, cramps or not, I gotta go. And another thing is the uncomfortable really review in their mind. I mean, they're always constantly thinking, brewing up some things that they want to change in their mind. If something is affected, okay, if they say, do, act out on something, they immediately think about that thing. Did they handle it right? What was the better thing to do? They look internal. It's an internal universe that they belong to and that they nourish and feed with positivity and fruitfulness and love. So it's a very internal evaluation, so to speak. So that's what I did yesterday. Towards the end of the night, towards bed, I started thinking, like, you know what? I could have done more. Okay, so tomorrow I'm going to crank it up. I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to get more done. Okay, so with one, it's comfort, and the other, more than likely to experience by the majority of people. I think comfort, to be comfortable, is more than likely experienced by a majority of people than millions of people, billions of people. And then there's this very tiny percentage of people that want to live this uncomfortable lifestyle. And that uncomfortable lifestyle will be comfortable over time. Okay, so now that person living this uncomfortable, back to the wall, I need to learn, I need to grow, I need more wisdom, I need to act, I need to get things done, I need to crush it at work, I need to build this portfolio, I need to start this business, I need to get it done. See, those people living that lifestyle, something's going to change. Of course, that person is going to get a lot more, wiser, and have a lot more mental strength and clarity. Okay, they're going to be just floating, you know, while you're struggling, they're going to be floating by, and you're going to be like looking at them like, what the hell are they doing? You know what? They spent 4 hours every day working on themselves, whether they have the time or not, they get it done. So we all have the same amount of hours in the day, okay? Same amount of hours in the week, whether you work a 12-hour shift, an 8-hour shift, there's time available. It's what you do with your free time, with the time where you don't have to be somewhere, you don't have to go make the bacon or the bread, and it's that time that's invaluable. It's so valuable to your growth and to your progression. And in your journey. So I wanted to set the basis for this podcast to let you know what we're going to tackle. I gave you two experiences with being comfortable and being uncomfortable, and showing you that living the uncomfortable lifestyle will get comfortable. And then you just keep pushing yourself to the limits to find what's now uncomfortable. Like for me, let's say, my goal is to speak in front of thousands of people and give them this type of information so that it may help them with their own journey, their passion, for them to go out and get it done, get up, get out and get it done. That's my goal. That right now is so uncomfortable for me that I am going to push myself to that limit. So, and then after a while, that's going to get comfortable. And I could speak in front of thousands of people, and I'm going to be so at ease with it, and still get some butterflies, I'm sure, here and there, but I'm going to be comfortable getting that done. So now it's millions of people. It's 50,000 people. That's uncomfortable. And you see how this growth is everlasting. You see how it's ever evolving. So there's no point where you just stop getting uncomfortable. You always have situations to get uncomfortable with, to stretch you, to make you a different person, so you could get out of your shell and get things done and become successful. Be that successful person that you always are, that you already are. Okay, and that's what we're going to talk about too. There's going to be a lot of spiritual references in this Get Uncomfortable podcast guide. It's going to be a lot of natural laws of the universe. We're going to speak on tangible things, results driven things, measurable things as well, that you could feel in your hand and get started tomorrow. And the best thing of all is that I'm coming with you. The best thing of all is that I tried a bunch of things. I tried to do I got the weekly rhythm register from the Compound Effect with Darren Hardy. I tried things. I listened to Tony Robbins. I listened to Power, Personal Power. I walked up the hills and mountains of Manayunk in Philadelphia, where I live. And, you know, I seen the results. How do you stick with it? This is what we're going to do. The grit, okay, to do it when you don't want to do it, okay? That's a person that this is for, this podcast is for. That is the person that I am living to be, okay? The person that gets up even when they don't feel like it, such as yesterday, right? Prime example. If I would have got it done even in the cramps, I would have been one step closer to achieving the success that I want, that I have already within me. So that's what this podcast is about. I hope you love it. The new whole structured organization, and of course with show notes and valuable things that we're going to be able to speak about and do, okay? So it's not just going to be spiritual, it's going to be tangible, it's going to be physical. We're going to talk about health, wealth, and happiness all together. This is what it's going to be. I wouldn't say I didn't do anything yesterday. I wrote like 2 paragraphs for my Get Uncomfortable ebook, okay? And it's coming out well, and I wasn't in the space yesterday, so I only got 2 paragraphs done, but I'm getting that done for you as a resource, and it's going to be free. These guides are going to be free. So do me a favor, okay? Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast, your whole podcast program. I have personally on my phone, Podcast Republic. I listen to all my favorite podcasts on there. Subscribe, get that app if you don't already have it, and subscribe and send it to your friends and share with the world. Because like I said, my intent is for millions, billions to be reached, to be tapped into, so that they can get this feeling, okay, of being uncomfortable, and that will change lives and then therefore change the world, okay? My goal is to change the consciousness of the world, to have a big part to do with a shift of the whole entire universe for more positive, more love, more action, okay? Comfort is good as well, though, in moderation. Like yesterday, I was so comfortable. I think I watched 3 episodes of King of Queens, which is one of my favorite shows. I watched maybe a couple episodes of The Office. That's all good. But just know you gotta press stop on that. Stop. And get up and get out and get it done. So I appreciate you listening again. Again, this is the new, brand new Get Uncomfortable with your host. I am. The time on my watch right now, exactly at this moment in time, is 15:43, the date 10/13/2015. You already know there will never be another one like it. Remember, get up, get out, get it done. Go out there, be strong, do you. You know what it is. Tomorrow's another day, but today it starts. It starts with you, starts with within, all right? Goodbye. Enjoy your day. We're going to sign out right now with some jazz. I appreciate you.